Welcome back to Pesukei Adaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump. We are learning Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, the 139th Blatt in the Meseches of Shabbos. We are learning, and there are 10 Pesukim which are found on this Daf. We're going to be focusing on the Pesukim which appear at the beginning of the Daf, on Kuf Lamed Tes and Aleph at the very top. The Pesukim which appear in Micha Perek Gimel. These are very hard Pesukim to read. These are very harsh Pesukim to read. Let's take a quick look at them. We told Shimon Azois, Roshei Beis Yaakov, Uketzinei Beis Yisrael, listen to this, the heads, the officers of Israel and Jacob, Hamisavim Mishpat Ves Kol Hayeshora Yakshu, they despise justice, they don't listen to what's straight, Bonetzion Bedomim, they build Zion on blood, Yerushalayim Ba'avlo, and Jerusalem on falsehood, Roshei B'Sheichar Yishpoitu, B'Sheichar Yishpoitu, V'Kohaneh B'Mechir Yoru, their judges will use bribery, the priests will be bought off with, through teach, shall be teach through payments. The nevi'eha b'kesef yikosmu, and the prophets will ultimately divine things through their money. Va'al Hashem yishanu leimon, they will depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Aloi Hashem b'kirbeinu, loy sovo aleinu ra, surely Hashem is with us, He will never bring evil upon us. And the response is, lochein biglalchem, because of you, Tzion Sadeh Techoresh Virushalaim Yin Tiyeh Ba'arabayis Levamois Yar. Zion will be destroyed, Jerusalem will be laid waste. Very, very terrifying description and prophecy. A few things to just be aware of, and that is when did Micha live? When did the prophet Micah live to understand the context of these psukim? The Gemara in Shabbos goes on to expand these psukim, but what is happening over here? So it's worthwhile noting that that he, in fact, was a contemporary of Hosea, Yeshayahu, and Amos. Okay, so the Gemara is clear about this in Pesachim Adaf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that he is one of the contemporaries. In fact, in this time, just understand the constellation of kings. In the north at this time, we have Yerovam Achaz and the later revolutions. In the south, we have Yotam Achaz and Chizkiyahu. And really, it's interesting that at this point in time, he is a contemporary to these other prophets, which means to say we can compare and understand and contrast how he is speaking to those in a different way of the same populations. What is fascinating over here is that he is talking at this point in this Nevuah, he turns his face southwards, he's talking to the southern kingdom, and it seems though his primary audience is in the north. And that seems to be the northern kingdom, which has a lot of spiritual trouble. But he's turning southwards now for this last prophecy here in Perek Gemel. And it's a very sharp prophecy because he's turning towards Yerushalayim. What is fascinating about this is that this is at the times, this prophecy is assumed to be at the times of Chizkiyahu Melech, which was a time of a great spiritual revolution. It was incredible spiritual strength in the nation of Israel during this period of time. And one would think at this point in time that if anybody told you that Jerusalem would be laid waste, you would think that they are making it up. But nonetheless, this is what he was saying. And in fact, ironically, even though it was a spiritually strong time, at the same time, unfortunately, there were still hairline fractures which were emerging. And one of them was the dangers of power and wealth, which change the way society is run, change the way that leadership is run, which is what Micha seems to be focusing on. It is important to realize that this prophecy, this very specific prophecy that we are reading over here about the destruction of Yerushalayim, is in fact quoted later on, a few generations later, by Yirmiyahu. It's fascinating because we don't often have it that one prophet quotes another. We do have this about Micha. In Yirmiyahu Perek Chof Vov Pasuk Yud Ches, we have Micha Hamorashti. Micha come from Moresha. Moresha is in the area of Beit Guvrin today. He was the one who prophesied during the reign of Chizkiyahu. He said to the nation of Yehuda, Ko Amar Hashem, so says God, Tzavakos of the legions, Tzion Sodeh Techoresh Yerushalayim Iyim Tiyeh V'Harabayis Levomos Yar. He almost quotes word for word the prophecy of Micha, because now it's about to come true. Now Yirmiyahu is saying, that prophecy you heard, you dismissed, you thought he was just a naysayer, you thought it was just because he wanted to toot his own horn. No, now this is actually going to happen over here. This very prophecy. This is the prophecy that Rabbi Akiva says, the end of Makos and Dav Chof Dalet, was the prophecy that he never thought would come true, but now that he saw it was true, he knew that the other prophecy ultimately would come true of Od Yeshua Zakenu Vezakenos Birchove Shushalayim. Just understand the context of this. This was said in broad daylight. This was when things were well and good financially and spiritually. But nonetheless, there were problems, which is why the Gemara is pointing out that was already the problem which was brooding and going to lead to the destruction. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.